Hello everyone, 我是 Michelle 老师，今天要来练习回答英文句子，说说看比较长一点的英文句子哦。很多人可能会怕自己说不出来或说不好，不过总是有一些小方法的。现在就让我们来看看今天的内容吧。首先，我们先听听看外国老师如何朗读第七题的短文。
GPT 必胜教室口说篇第二部分，朗读句子与短文。
7.
Did you know that ice cream dates back thousands of years? People started making ice treats about 2,000 years ago, using water and honey. The food we know as ice cream appeared in China when the Mongols added milk to the ice.People have been making different flavors ever since.
这个段落的第一句是个问句，因此念到句尾时，尾音要记得上扬。而句首要注意一个小地方，就是 did 跟 you 两个字会连在一起念，念成 did you? Did 字尾的 d 跟下一个字的 you 音会连起来念，会比较顺畅哦。而这里不断提到的 ice cream, 冰淇淋，是个夏天最令人感到兴奋的甜点之一，但它的发音要注意哦，冰 ice 要记得发长音 ice， 而后面的 cream 则是奶油，这个字的尾音非常重要，一定要把嘴巴合起来，上唇跟下唇碰在一起，发出这样子的声音才对哦。所以我们再复习一次这个字 ice cream， ice cream。而另外数千年 thousands of years， 这边的 thousand 后面加了一个 s， 要怎么念呢？念 ts 就可以了。而数千个的 thousands of， 念的时候要记得 of， 这个字只是一个功能字，没有实质意涵，因此轻轻的念 of 就行了，合在一起变成 thousands of， thousands of。接着看到下一句 iced treats， 这个字是冰的小甜点的意思，而冰的念 iced， 由于 ice 字尾是无声的 s， 所以后面的 ed 并不是发的，而是发无声的 t， 记得无声接无声，有声接有声，所以 iced， iced。 而 treat 甜点这个字由于结尾是 ts， 因此与 ds 结尾时一样都念 ts 就可以了，因此冰制甜品 iced treats。 但要注意哦，当两个字一起念时，无声的尾音就会减弱或有时候会消失，因此念成 iced treats。 下一句的一开头 food看似简单，但记得母音一定要发得够长才正确哦。Food， 而后面的蒙古人是 Mongol，Mongol， 听起来是不是跟芒果有点像呢？最后，不同的口味 ，different flavors， 一样，两个字一起念时，前一个字的轻声尾音 t 也会削弱或是消失哦，变成 different flavors。以上。你是不是都笔记好了呢？
Did you know that ice cream dates back thousands of years? People started making ice treats about 2,000 years ago, using water and honey. The food we know as ice cream appeared in China when the Mongols added milk to the ice. People have been making different flavors ever since.
接下来是这个月的严选佳句，我们一起来看看吧。Michelle 老师的严选佳句。
Opportunity rarely knocks until you are ready. And few people have ever been really ready.Without receiving opportunity's call. Channing Pollock.
今天 我们要跟大家介绍的严选家具是来自一位名叫詹宁·布鲁克 Channing Pollock 的美国剧作家以及影评人，他说过很多被人们奉为经典的话语，而今天挑选的其中一句是 Opportunity rarely knocks until you are ready, and few people have ever been really ready without receiving opportunity's call. 哇，好长的一个句子，听起来好像有点像绕口令诶，不过它是什么意思呢？刚刚大家应该有注意到一个字 opportunity， 是不是很耳熟呢？没错，它是机会的意思 opportunity， 机会，而 knock 敲的意思，因此 opportunity rarely knocks 就是机会很少敲门， until you are ready， 直到你准备好了。换句话说，如果你没有准备好，机会是不太会来敲门的。而接下来 and few people have ever been really ready， 很少人已经准备得很好了， without receiving opportunity's call。 receive 在这边什么意思呢？它是 get 的另外一个用字，也就是收到的意思。 receive opportunity's call， 收到机会的 call。 机会会打电话吗？再看一次。原来它是另外一个意思，是呼喊、召唤的意思。因此，整句看下来，很少人已经准备得很好了，却仍未收到机会的召唤。言下之意啊，如果你准备妥当 ，If you are ready, you are well prepared， 机会很少会弃你不顾哦。万全的准备之后，就是等待机会来敲门的那一刹那，你说是不是很有趣呢？所以不管是怎么样的梦想 whatever dream you have， 机会都不会弃你而去，都会朝着你走过来的。所以 opportunity actually knocks， but it knocks only for people who are ready。 So everyone, are you ready?你最近有没有什么事情要完成呢？未来有没有想做的事情呢？中文里面我们说，机会是留给准备好的人，就是这个意思。If you are ready, don't worry, just wait. An opportunity will definitely come. You will see it. 好啦，那这个月的名言佳句就到这边咯，下次再会咯。
第三部分回答问题。
8.
What's your favorite season? Why?
8.
What's your favorite season? Why?
这题问你最喜欢的季节是哪一个？为什么？这是一个开放式问句，也就是你回答什么季节都可以，因此四选一， Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter，你会选哪一个呢？好吧，我们举个例子。例如，你喜欢秋天，我们就可以说 My favorite season is fall， 或者是 autumn。 autumn 是秋天的另外一个说法。而原因呢，可以针对当季的情况下去作答。例如，秋天的特色是 It's not too hot or cold， 气温很舒适，不热也不冷。或者是你可以说I like to go to the mountains and see the different colors of leaves. 我喜欢去山上看树叶不同的颜色，等等。
My favorite season is autumn. In autumn, the weather is not too hot and not too cold. I like to go to the mountains and see the different colors of the leaves. It is very beautiful.
接下来是第九题。
9.
What would you do if you had $1 billion?
9.
What would you do if you had $1 billion?
这题问，如果你有10亿，你想做什么？ 一般人啊，其实很难随便拥有10亿元，因此这是个假设性的问题，与事实相反。在回答的时候要用假设语态来回答，也就是时态会往后推一格，用过去式来回答，因此 will 就会变成 would 哦。我们可以说，我会想买很多东西， I would buy a lot of things， 或者是给爸妈钱，I would give the money to my parents， 或者是捐钱给慈善机构， donate money to charities， 等等，都是可以发挥的方向哦。
If I had $1 billion, I would buy a lot of things, such as a house and cars. And I would also give half of the money to my parents. I would donate $10 million to charities,to help stray dogs and cats as well.
接下来是第十题。10.
Have you ever been to a foreign country? If not, which country do you want to visit the most?
10.
Have you ever been to a foreign country? If not,Which country do you want to visit the most?
这题问你曾经到过国外吗？如果没有，哪一个国家你会最想去呢？要注意一下，这边有一个很特别的地方，是它的时态，现在完成式。它用 have you 什么什么来问，你就要用 I have 什么什么来回答。因此，如果你有到过国外，就可以说Yes, I have been to 某一个地方，然后再描述一下你拜访了谁或是拜访哪个地方。例如 I went to visit my uncle in America. 如果没有的话，你也可以说 No, I haven't. 接着提到某个你想去的地方和原因。例如 I want to go to Canada because it snows a lot. 等等。每个人总会对某个国家的某一个东西很向往，想一下它是什么吧。
Yes, I have been to America 3 times. My uncle lives in LA, and we went to visit him. I like LA, but I don't think I want to live there. No, I have never been to a foreign country. I want to go to Canada.I want to go in the winter because there is a lot of snow, and I love snow a lot.
最后看到第十一题。
11.
How early do you think a person should start learning English in Taiwan?
11.
How early do you think a person should start learning English in Taiwan?
最后一题问。你觉得在台湾，人们应该要几岁开始学英文呢？这个问题你有想过吗？感觉起来有一点难哦。不过没关系，我们可以从时间点去看，像是国小、国中还是高中呢？这样问题就会简单一点点。例如，你觉得早一点学很好，你就可以回答 We should begin learning English during elementary school.我们应该在小学的时候就学英文，接着描述一下原因，像是年纪小的时候学基本的英文，国高中就可以学更难更高阶的英文。We can learn basic English when we are young, and then learn higher level English later on in high school. 从 basic 到 higher level 就是一个很大的进步啊。各位同学，你们想在什么时候学英文呢？想一下你的原因吧。
I think we should begin learning English during elementary school. For me, third grade would be the best time. It is important to learn basic English when we are young, so we can learn higher level English later on in high school and college.
又到了 GEPT 口说篇的尾声，看完了这两天的内容，不知道你对口说有着什么样的感觉呢？依然觉得很难吗？英文口说其实急不来， 它需要你大量的听之外，最后还要把它说出来，因此是需要经过比较长时间的累积。你可以试试看以月为单位，给自己一点点时间，看看长期处于英文环境中，过了几个月，口说能进步到什么程度。通常，多看电影、听英文歌等等，都是很有帮助的方式哦。我们大家一起来加油吧！GEPT 口说篇，下次见咯！ See you next time!